I would like to present a question. I would like to pose a question that if a person performs ablution, ritual washing before salah, etc., and if a person does wudu with care and caution, and he completes all of the rules of wudu, he performs wudu according to the sunnah, and he utilizes miswak, the toothstick, and all the parts of the body, the limbs that he needs to clean, he cleans properly, correctly. And then, after doing wudu, if he recites the masnoon dua, the dua for wudu, and after that, it's time for prayer, salah, adhan has been called, dhuhr jama'ah congregation is stood, and that person sits down after doing wudu and goes to sleep, and he doesn't pay attention to the jama'ah, the congregation of salah. So was there any benefit of that wudu, my brothers? That's the question. What a great worship he's performed. There's so many good tidings and rewards that have been mentioned for the person who does wudu, forgiveness upon wudu, forgiveness of the sins. Why? So he's already done wudu completely, that person. But after performing wudu, the salah that he performed the wudu for, he didn't pray that salah. So that wudu goes to waste. It's Jum'ah. And in Jum'ah, it's necessary that the insan, he has a bath, washes himself, cleans himself, wears good clothes. And according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he wears the libas, the attire, he applies fragrance, surma. And with care, due attention, he comes in the total, complete sunnah methodology. He comes with the day of Jummah is great. There's a hadith. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. And this hadith has been presented to us. And there's another hadith also narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, another companion. He narrates the hadith similar. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the amount of days that the sun rises and sets, there's no greater day than the day of Jummah over all the other days. And the reason for this, subhanAllah, is that with regards to a person being a good human being and a worshipper, it's a great day. So imagine how great a day is Jummah and how careful we have to be and have to observe it properly. So for Jummah, Allah Ta'ala has told us for Salah, do wudu. But for Jummah, Allah Ta'ala says, have a bath, clean yourself, wash yourself properly. So now it's a higher magnitude action. Because Allah says, you're not preparing for Salah now. You are now preparing for a worship action higher than Salah. Not Salah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have a bath. You put on good, clean clothes, pure. And after doing all of that, it's time for Salah. Oh yeah, let's go to sleep. What's the point of praying Salah, the person says. All of that preparation, has it benefited him? Brothers, tell me. Has it benefited? No. It hasn't. It's gone to waste, isn't it? Preparing, bath, clothes, all that preparation. So two examples you've understood. Now the third point I'd like to discuss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Qur'an Hakim, the noble Qur'an, that O people of Iman, people of belief, I have made fasting compulsory for you, just like it was made compulsory for the people before you. Then Allah said, so that you may attain fear. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So you can become God-fearing, mashallah. So Allah's made it fard, not for hunger, not for thirst, not for becoming smart, losing weight, toning up, not for difficulty, etc. Rather, Allah Ta'ala says that why I've done this for is for one reason. What's that reason? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you can become pure. So wudu was given to you so that you can become pure and clean and come towards which action? Salah. Jummah. The order, have a bath, clean yourself, put clean clothes and come to where? Come to where? Jummah Salah. So if we do wudu and we don't go to Salah, wudu is a waste. If we prepare and say Subhanallah. If we have a bath, purify ourselves, wear good clothes, new clothes and go to sleep, having a bath, washing, cleaning clothes is a waste. Why? Because we were purified after doing wudu, the real objective we have left. The prime objective. Are we coming close to the point? The objective we have left. So the first action, which is an action of worship with fazila, blessings and virtues, is gone to waste. We've been given Jummah, One hadith I've told you, there are many hadith. And according to that Allah Ta'ala has given us the preparation for Jummah. But the objective was not preparation, the objective was to observe Jummah Salah. So if we leave that Jummah Salah, then all of the preparation goes to waste. So Allah Ta'ala says that I gave you Ramadan, and I purified you, cleaned you during Ramadan. Why? Why? If we don't attain that objective, then the whole of Ramadan has what? Gone to waste. So that's what the principle says. So what's the objective that Allah Ta'ala purified and cleaned us during Ramadan? My brothers, if that objective, not one, two, rather Shawwal and Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah, these months are here now. So Allah Ta'ala cleaned us, purified us. Allah Ta'ala said the objective of cleaning you, purify you, Allah Ta'ala made us do wudu. This whole month Allah purified us, cleaned us, made us good and transparent. Allah Ta'ala says whoever now, with whichever style, small, big, however entered into Ramadan and he observed Ramadan, accepted Ramadan, whatever he could, he did. Allah Ta'ala says whoever it is, I have totally purified that person, subhanAllah. Clean that person. There's no dot of impurity, no dust. Allah says, I've made him ready. Just after wudu, from every piece of the body, Allah says, the sins are removed. Jummah day, all the sins are removed from the body. So Ramadan, when a person comes out the other side of Ramadan, then every man, woman, child is what? He celebrates the day of Eid because he has purified himself during Ramadan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I right? So what's the objective of getting pure during Ramadan? Why did Allah purify us? Wudu, we understand. Having a bath on Jummah, we understand. What was the reason Allah Ta'ala purified us in Ramadan? Because Allah says there are two ibadah, an azeem ibadah I want you to do. Azeem. What is that ibadah? Allah Ta'ala says that I want you to see my home. I want you to do tawaf of my home, Baytullah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. For the preparation of that, Allah Ta'ala has made beautiful preparation, beautiful preparation. The whole month Allah Ta'ala purified us. Our bodies, Allah Ta'ala took all our sins of our bodies, zahir wa batin, external, internal, has made us clean, transparent, pure, sparkling. Allah says, now you're capable that now you can go, subhanAllah, my home, you can do ziyarah of my home, you can go and walk around my home. Wahwa, what things a person, a haji, prepares himself. This is his preparation, the haji's preparation. Allah Ta'ala has made the haji prepare for hajj. What a great preparation. What a great ibadah that the haji is then going towards if he's preparing during Ramadan. And why not? That where does a person go and walk around? Whose home does he see? Whose home does he go to? What does he touch? SubhanAllah, Hajrul Aswad. What a great, great place to be. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith that he said, I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He put his blessed lips on the Hajar al-Aswad stone. He put it for quite a while and he cried. And he said, I was watching this, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed his blessed lips. Then he looked back and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was also crying. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umar, this is the place to cry. A person should cry here. Subhanallah. So looking at Hajar al-Aswad, then we go and put our lips there. Tell me. And what a great preparation there must be required for doing that. Then to drink zamzam. Then to go in those places. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha says that going there, doing tawaf and walking is such great actions at that place that this has become Allah's remembrance, dhikr. Every action that's performed there. Subhanallah. Arafat, sitting in the night, going to Muzdalifah, looking at those great places, counting the stones. Hazrat Ismail, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's memories, they are refreshed, and to watch those places, see those places, drinking zamzam water, alhamdulillah, to do sujood, prostration in those places where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed feet trod, and what fragrance comes from there, emanates from there, they will never disappear. How can the light from those blessed feet where they trod disappear? What an illuminated village and city, so nurani, that when a person goes there and he sees the Kaaba, there all his sins are removed immediately. Allah, and that's the order, that after seeing the Kaaba, ask whatever you want, you haven't done anything yet. Allah says, I accept everything that you ask. Everything. So what's this preparation for, brothers? Ramadan was preparation for what? For this action. That the days of Hajj are coming. Alhamdulillah, great days, Arafah. What a maqam, what a status. So Safa, Marwa, what a great place to be. That if we start to discuss every station, so nurani, illuminated this history on every single part that this happened here. this up and there, to get there, sit there, wander around, eating, drinking, sleeping, prostrating in those places, great places to look at the Kaaba, that this is the Kaaba, the house of Allah, this is Allah's home, that all life long that we thought about and we prostrated towards your Kaaba, a person sees it with his eyes when we get there so clearly today, but this is Allah's karam, mercy, Allah's prepared that. But those people who'd go in ships, and for many years they travel, they die on the way. Imagine their hal when they see Allah's home. So obviously, today Allah Ta'ala has given us that the facility that today, nowadays, our iman is weak. And those people in the previous decades and ages couldn't imagine taking that journey. And today even we think that this journey is hard. Yes, because our habits are that we want luxury. But they were hajis and we also hajis, say subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, the reward is the same. And Allah Ta'ala gives to the haji the same reward. So such a great ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has made us prepare for. What did Allah give us? Ramadan to purify, then Shawwal, Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah. These 3 months of preparation for Hajj. So tell me, my brothers, that these 3 months, how should we spend the time? We think that Ramadan has gone and that we are free. That's it? No. And the next day, all the kharafat start, the sins, and we become people who follow the dunya. Someone's doing this, someone's going somewhere else, somewhere celebrating holidays, etc. Someone's gone this way and that way. Oh, servants of Allah, it's like we have done wudu and gone to sleep. We've had a bath and gone to sleep. We've wasted the salah. So that purification ends. That if these 3 months now, Shawwal, Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah, if we don't keep ourselves, maintain ourselves the same as we were in Ramadan, the way we practiced, then all of the barakat and blessings of Ramadan will disappear. Remember this. Just like I gave you the 2 examples. So the whole of Ramadan, the feeling, the barakah, the blessings that we've attained, then in these 3 months we need to live our lives very carefully. We need to refrain from sins. We need to observe salah completely. The same ibadah that we were accustomed to doing in Ramadan in a nice way, we need to continue. Allah has given us tawfiq in these days, in Ramadan, to do good. We need to continue. Maybe reduce in terms of intensity, but keep it, observe it, tahajjud, maintain it. And qiraat, maintain it. And everything you did correctly, maintain it. 3 months after Ramadan, so our Ramadan is accepted. And the purification Allah gave us with the barakat in these 3 months, the months of Hajj, Allah has kept the rewards that we can attain. All of the rewards. We have to be very careful. Today's, what's the day of Shawwal? 9-10. And the days we've wasted 1 week. Okay, forget that. But now we need to understand that Allah has purified us in Ramadan, but we shouldn't be lazy, negligent. No salah should be delayed. The question doesn't arise. There's qada. No salah should pass that we don't pray in congregation. No salah should pass that we don't come in the morning. No action should there be that we leave it. No ibadah that we are lazy in. Because now we are coming towards the asal, the real action. Because after doing wudu, salah is the objective. In the same way after Ramadan, the real objective, the prime objective is coming now. The months of Hajj, we need to maintain ourselves so that we can prepare for those great days. Don't be lazy, negligent in these 3 months. Totally pass these 3 months in a nice way. Now a question arises. We're not Hajjis. Allah's purified us, but I'm not going on Hajj. So we're not going on Hajj on that journey. So the question arises, this is for the Hajjis and for those who Allah has called. Alhamdulillah, people are running there, preparing, and Allah has kept the name Hajji, they go there, just like they entered into Ramadan, and everyone's purified. Allah says, whichever Hajji comes to my home, whoever does Hajj, whoever I've called after Hajj, I will purify him in such a way as if he's born from the womb of his mother, fresh, new baby. So what a great reward. All the other rewards are there, Allah has mentioned. But the first reward Allah gives, the greatest reward, that you will come out after Hajj as if you are a newborn baby, free from any issues and defects and sins. So we understand that. But is this just for the Hajjis? And what's for us then? What's left for us? After Ramadan, we after doing wudu, whoever prays salah, he prays everyone. But we are not included. It's only the Hajjis, isn't it? Only they can do ibadah of Hajj, we say. Only they'll get the benefit of this tahara, purification, Ramadan. Then listen, my brothers, there's a hadith upon this question, that you will not lose out at all. Subhanallah. Nobody will lose out. Because Allah's rahmah is there. Allah says, you purify yourself in Ramadan. So how will we succeed? Allah says, do one thing. Allahu Akbar. What? That the whoever imitates the Hajji, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Whoever imitates and copies the Hajjis, then that person will get the same reward as if he is a Hajji standing in Arafah. Subhanallah. So brothers, this is a great piece of good news for us. Alhamdulillah, don't need to buy a ticket, no money, no trip, no journey. So what we need to do in these 3 months is, whatever the Hajji does, we need to imitate. Hajji, does he lie? Does he take money from pickpocket? Does he count someone or someone? Does he do? No, straight away salah time. And he passes time in haram haji. He runs, he does ibadah hastily. So this is a life we need to observe. This is mushabah, mutashabih, that you imitate. He has ihram. So we are hajis without the ihram. So promise from today, these 3 months, isn't it? It's a long time. So these 3 months of hajj, what do we need to do? Consider ourselves that we are hajis. Alhamdulillah, what do we consider? That we are hajis. Ihram has changed. Okay, but at least wear white clothes, alhamdulillah. If you can't wear the white ihram, so copy and imitate and wear the attire in these 3 months. Observe white attire, wear white attire, make niyyah Allah, make intention that I'm also wearing ihram. The hajis wear ihram, so we'll also wear the ihram, the white cloth. And I'm not saying it's fard the wajib. I'm just giving an example, the lover's example. People are passionate, so from today we'll wear white clothes. They wear ihram, we'll put ihram on from Shawwal, the days of hajj have started. And all the barakat are great, great days from morning until evening. So make a true promise, alhamdulillah, after this, that no salah of ours should be such that is prayed, observed without jama'ah. Except for those who have a sharia excuse. Allah Ta'ala said, your letter for sharia excuse, but nobody else has permission. Adhan is called. If he wants to be the haji, not just during the hajj time, but if a person wants his Ramadan accepted, and he wants the rewards of Laylatul Qadr, whatever the struggle we made, then in these 3 months we need to spend our lives in the same way, so that reward will be attained, alhamdulillah, the two rewards of hajj time will be attained. So mashallah, these beautiful words came to my mind. So don't consider we are waste and we are not doing the right thing. Rather, the right actions have started now. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made us pure. So we need to now be careful and cautious that we need to completely consider ourselves as what? As the hajjis. And when the days of Eid come, then we'll also say, alhamdulillah, the rewards. Oh, people of Arafat did this. We'll say, yes, we also did the same. Oh, hajjis, Allah says, I give you this. And we say, alhamdulillah, we've attained this as well. Okay, Allah says that, oh, you, those people in hajj, they're doing the sacrifice of the animal. We'll say, we'll do the same as well. So brothers, don't cut the beard, don't cut the hair. We need to copy the hajjis, isn't it? So they will sacrifice the animals there. So here we won't leave any sunnah, no delay any salah, won't waste our time. We won't do fuzul, waste of time actions, haram things. We left in fasting. We'll continue that, maintain that. And we'll be, because there's no guarantee of life. We should be grateful for every time we have. Allah made us pure in Ramadan. The objective Allah made us purify us for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala allowed us to get to that time. He didn't give us mouth or death. We have a great objective of life, a great objective. We can do so much in life. If we make niyyah today that we want to be a Haji, then alhamdulillah, tomorrow if death comes, then what is the situation? The person who goes on Hajj, then during Hajj, if he passes away, then Allahu Akbar, that person, he will arise as a Haji. So today we make niyyah that even if we're going on hajj or not, if we don't have the ability to go on hajj, but we've become hajjis and we've made the intention, we have observed the ihram, we've put the ihram on, and if in these 3 months Allah calls, alhamdulillah, we will leave as the hajjis. Yes, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability and capability to do this. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. شفيع المظلمين دعاء يزين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين بصل يده وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا قديما غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطانا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على zikri ko wa shukri ko wa husni ibadatika allahumma tammitna lal iman wa ummitna lal iman wa shunna yawmul qiyamati iman iman allahumma idina siratal mustaqim allahumma idina siratal mustaqim allahumma idina siratal mustaqim allahumma istabinna bi sunnati wa naf'ana bi mahabbati wa shunna bi zamrati ya kareem ya qadi al hajat iktahajatina يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يهون منهم الأموات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.